Hey loves, welcome to Heal Girl, Whole Girl podcast, where we discuss wellness from a kingdom perspective. Let's journey together and be healed and made whole in Christ. I am your host, Shanera Donaldson, aka Cha-Cha. Let's go. Hello everyone and welcome to a new episode of Healed Girl, Whole Girl podcast. I'm your host, Shanera Donaldson, and today's episode we'll be talking about the deception of oppression. I named this episode the deception of oppression because the Holy Spirit told me that pretty much oppression can be deceptive. So I have been dealing with oppression for a while, and I didn't know what was going on at first. I have been dealing with feeling sick and not feeling well, like different ailments going on with my body, and just feeling like disheartened, like down, just I want to say depressed, but not really depressed, but like something was blocking me. Something was holding me back. And every time I would try to move forward, I just felt like something would stop me. So I prayed and asked the Lord what was going on. And so I wasn't getting a clear answer. And I remember some time back, my sister praying for me and saying that I was dealing with oppression. Now, you would think that I would take heed to it and I would really, but it's almost like I didn't hear what she said because I kept not feeling well. And I was like, well, something has to be wrong. And see, that's the mistake that we make sometimes as believers, or sometimes just as a person. Like because there's something going on or something, we're not feeling well, there has to be some sickness. There has to be like something off of my body. And sometimes, you know, the body is giving you signals that there is something wrong. However, us being believers or people who walk in the spirit, we need to understand that sometimes these aren't necessarily physical attacks, but they're spiritual attacks. So finally, my pastor prayed for me and the Lord revealed that I was dealing with oppression. And let me be honest with you, I was kind of upset. Like, I've been dealing with this all this time and asking you what's going on, and this is just now being revealed. Now, mind you, it was not. My sister brought it to my remembrance that she had told me that. And I said, oh my goodness, you did say that. But for whatever reason, I didn't take heed to it. Probably because I was feeling like something has to be going on in my body. Like my hormones have to be off. Something has to be going on. Because when I went to the doctor, I had them test everything, give me all my blood work, do my physical. Everything came back normal. Okay. So I'm not sick. There's nothing going on with my hormones. There's no imbalances. So what is happening? What's happening was oppression. And so oppression came in the form of making me not feel well, of sickness, of ailments, of different things going, one thing after the next going on with my body, or seemingly going on with my body. So it would start with a headache. Then it would be my neck is hurting and bothering me, like feeling tension in my neck. Then it would go from that to it being that time of the month, and then me not feeling like of course you have the PMS and you feel tired and fatigued on your cycle, but it seemed like after my cycle was over, it was lingering. It just seemed like I could never get any energy, never feel myself. And so after my pastor prayed and after the Lord revealed this is what I was dealing with, he told me what I needed to do. And that's basically get up every morning and say hallelujah and worship. And it sounds very simple, but it's very profound, because our blessings, our healing, what we need is found in just really worshiping and spending time with God and not focusing so much on the issues or the problems, but focusing on the Lord, focusing on the one who can heal us, who can redeem us, who can just expose what the enemy is doing. And so he gave me this topic to kind of research, to kind of understand what was happening. And so the Bible says that oppression is a spiritual attack from an outside force that can cause a person to feel heavy-hearted, doubtful, or tormented. And so I felt doubtful. I felt tormented because I was constantly not feeling well, not feeling myself. And I felt heavy-hearted because I'm like, what is happening? Like, and it would make you, it makes you, when you don't feel good, or you don't have any energy to do anything and you feel unproductive, it makes you feel sad. It makes you feel depressed. And it's this ongoing cycle. So the Lord gave me Acts 10 and 38. And Acts 10 and 38 reads in the NIV as this. Find it, sorry. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. So the King James Version says, all who were oppressed, he went about healing them. So oppression is something, is like a tactic or a plot or a plan against believers. It's a plan against all people, but especially against believers, because it's a way to keep us from going forward, especially in the kingdom, especially if he's called you to do something, especially if he's called you to minister or to like start the podcast, right? Or to do things that will uplift his kingdom, that will cause people to be saved or cause people to have knowledge or whatever it is. Satan is very divisive and very slick and sly and just a deceiver. That's what he is. And he uses any method, any means to try to keep people, especially God's people, down. So the Holy Spirit basically revealed that oppression is also, was a deceiving spirit that operate or, sorry, let me start over. So the Holy Spirit revealed that oppression is a deceiving spirit that can operate or manifest in ways that look like sickness, tiredness, weariness, lack, hindrance, fear, delay, and or intimidation. So he oppresses in these ways. And so sometimes we can be thinking we're dealing with one thing. Like, I thought I was dealing with sickness, or I thought I was dealing with some type of something going on, when all it was the enemy being deceptive and making me feel or think that I was sick. And so I say, Lord, how did the spirit of oppression, how did this door get open? How did the enemy come in and make me feel sick or make me tired? Or how did this happen? And so the particular open door that I had was anger and just not obeying God. And so, and procrastinating. So, I was angry because I feel like God should have been told me that I was dealing with oppression. That's how I saw it. I also was dealing with anger because I felt overwhelmed by the things that were going on in my current, you know, situation in my life. Just the busyness of work, the busyness of life. If you know me, if you follow me, on my social media platforms, you know that I help care for my grandmother as well. So, in between working, just, you know, being a wife and a mom, I also am a caretaker. So it can be a lot. It can be consuming. And so sometimes you can pick up burdens and try to do things in your own strength that God didn't call you to. But he also was dealing with a past issue of feeling like I had to protect myself or be strong in myself. And this came from as when I was a little girl, not feeling protected, not feeling like, or feeling like I had to protect myself. And so he said, you're angry because you feel that you have to protect yourself. And I didn't call you to that. And so in his mercy and his goodness, God is always revealing us and telling us what is really going on in the inner workings, in healing us, because I was really angry. I was really feeling like I'm overwhelmed. I just want to slow down. Life is too busy. I'm too consumed. But he was dealing with me on just not carrying the burdens of the heaviness of everything around me and not doing things in my own strength. He gave me the strength to go to work. He gave me the strength to help care for my grandmother. He gave me the strength. But when we don't acknowledge that is the Lord's strength and it's not our own, we get caught up. And when we don't deal with things when we're younger, we get caught up. Like, not necessarily dealing when we're younger, but the things that the enemy, how can I say this? Dealing with things in our past or the issues that we carry on into adulthood. That's it. There are things that we carry into our adulthood that affected us as children, and God is still dealing with us about that. Some things just lay dormant. Some things are quiet, and they don't surface until you're put in a situation to have to deal with them. So I had to deal with the spirit of anger, and really understand, because it started really manifesting. It started really kind of being like, why is my temperament so bad? Like, what is going on? But when you're praying and asking the Lord to reveal things to you or show you your heart, he will allow things to manifest. So you'd be like, okay, that's there. And once you acknowledge that the anger or whatever it is there, then the Lord can deal with it. Then the Lord can say, okay, this is where the root cause of the anger came from. And once you can deal with the root cause of the anger and release it to the Lord, then the other manifestations or the other residues of the anger can be dealt with as well. Because my initial anger wasn't being overwhelmed. The initial anger was me thinking I had to protect myself as a little girl. Me thinking that I had to carry all of this stuff on my own and do it myself. That's where the initial anger came from. And so once God dealt with that, he then can begin to deal with these open doors to oppression and how the enemy is like trying to hinder me and block me and make me think that the things are going on that's not. And also deal with my lack of prayer, my lack of worship, because it's sometimes we get up in the morning or we go to bed at night and we kind of give God a half-hearted prayer and kind of like, you know, casually thank him for the day and kind of casually intercede or whatever the case may be. Those casual prayers, that prayer that we've been giving up is not going to cut it these days. We need to be vigilant. We need to be more aggressive in our prayers, more aggressive in our worship, more aggressive because the enemy is more aggressive. So we need to be more vigilant about how we're worshiping and how we're praising and how we're interceding, period. But he really told me that I need to worship. The first thing I need to do is get up in the morning and say hallelujah. And it's not, oh, hallelujah, thank. No, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Like, with intentions, I should say, with passion, with every fiber of my being, really worship and thank the Lord, really worship and give God his glory, really worship and thank him for who he is, or just praise and just worship and just magnify his name. There is a heightened, I'm looking for the words, Holy Spirit help me. There is a more, I guess heightened is a good word, intentional, come on, Holy Spirit, aggressive, that's the word he keeps giving me, aggressive way. And I think for me, especially because I'm quiet, I really don't talk loud, and I've always been that way. But however, God is saying, that's not the way I created you. You're not timid. You're not shy. I need you to speak up, and I need you to use your voice. And so when God starts to deal with you about your character, about your personality that you think was there all the time, you understand that there is more to it than just doing it, but how you're doing it and how he created you to be in doing what he's called you to do, if that makes sense. So once again, the open doors to oppression are unforgiveness, anger, disobedience, procrastination, doubt, unbelief, and fear. And I'm sure there are other things that cause us to, you know, have open doors to be oppressed. But these are the specific things that he gave me and the specific things that he wanted me to address, especially unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is a big one because we go about harboring bitterness or feelings of feeling like we're rightful, like we're justified in not forgiving someone or justified in how we feel. And God is like, no, you're opening the door for the enemy to have access to you, period. Anger that I was dealing with, anger allows other spirits to get in. So when you're angry, sometimes unforgiveness gets in, bitterness sets in. These are things that contaminate us, that the enemy has a field day with. Disobedience, when God tells us to do something and we just refuse to do it, or we procrastinate and don't do it, it's still disobedience. Our delay and our lack of urgency can cause the enemy to come in, because there's sometimes God is calling us to do something within a certain time, and because we are dragging our feet, we're missing the mark. We're missing the what God wanted to do in that season. And so if we're missing what God wanted to do in that season, it's inadvertently affecting other people, because it's when God calls us to do something, it's not just about us. It's about other people whom he's trying to minister to, whom the Holy Spirit is trying to reach. And so we have to be careful with the procrastination and the disobedience piece, because disobedience, the way the word says, the way of a transgressor is hard. And so it's hard when you disobey. It's hard when you're not obedient. And also unbelief and fear. So unbelief is another big one. Doubting God, not believing God's word, or not understanding how God, moves and operates. I think a lot in this generation, because God is not moving fast enough, we operate in unbelief, and then that's when we open up the door to the enemy and the doctrines of demons, of hearing what strokes our ego or hearing what we want to hear. And then we open a door to other things. So I know that sounds like it's a bit drastic, but it's the truth. Because people like their ego stroked. Everything is about self and self-pleasure and self-seeking and self-righteousness. And so when we operate in not believing God at his word, that's how we begin to operate, literally. What is our weapons for oppression? Like, how do we overcome oppression? So we overcome oppression with our worship, with our prayer, praying in the spirit, speaking the word over ourselves, and knowing who we are in Christ. It is important that we know who we are, God, that we know who we are in God, that we know who our God is, that we know that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, and that he died on the cross for our sins, and that he redeemed us and renewed us, and that he gave us new life in Christ. And your identity and who God called you to be is in God. It is important to know that. Without that, you are lost. Without that, not you, but we. We are lost. We are not, we didn't make ourselves, and we don't know our purpose until we know who we are in God, period. Speaking the word of God over ourselves. We got to get in our Bibles and we got to read our word so that that word is hidden in our hearts, so that when Satan comes to try us, we can speak that word and we can speak the promises of God. Everything that we need is found in the word. Praying in the spirit. So praying in the spirit is a big one. If you do not have your prayer language, I advise you to ask the Lord about your prayer language, about speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues builds up your spirit, and it's the Holy Spirit praying through you, and you're praying the perfect will of God when you're praying in the spirit. And I have noticed a big difference in my prayer life just by getting up in the morning, worshiping and praying in the spirit, and praying in the spirit for at least 30 minutes. And that's a buildup, because it used to be I can pray in tongues for like 15, maybe 10, 15 minutes. And now I build up to 30 minutes and I'm building up to an hour. Sometimes you just have to take intentional time and pray only in the spirit so that your spirit man is built up. But take it one day at a time. Don't think because you're not praying for an hour, 2 hours, that no, God has to build that up, and you have to be intentional about that. That's between you and the Lord. But if you do not speak in tongues at all, you need to really pray and ask the Lord for that gift. You need to pray and ask the Lord, and ask him and give you revelation about it, because it is very important. It's hard for me to explain why, because it's one of those things that if you, once you experience it, it's like, okay, you get it. You get why you need to pray. But so some things come, like some things just come by relationship with the Lord. Some things just come by experiencing things with God. And that's one of them for me. That's one of them. Experiencing speaking in tongues and praying for the buildup of my spirit man is only something that I can kind of know through experience, because it's hard to be like, oh, you need to speak in tongues, and people are like, why? Like, I'm, you know, I'm saved, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit, you know, it's like, okay. However, there's revelation. There's things that the Spirit is wanting to pray through you, and speak through you. Not that he can't, but it's just a difference. It's a different level with God. There's levels to this, as one would say. Prayer, of course, praying regularly, all day, every day. But that also comes by the Holy, you being in partnership with the Holy Spirit, because there's going to be a time where God is going to instruct you, the Holy Spirit is going to instruct you to pray about something, and because you're not sensitive, you don't hear him, or you don't stop. Like, there's been times now that I've been really intentional about my prayer and the way I spend time with God. There are times where I'm like in the car listening to my music and I can hear the Holy Spirit say, turn that off, I want to speak, or turn that off and pray. And I'll just start praying about whatever the Lord leads me to pray about. So our prayer life is very, very important, because it also gives us discernment. It also helps us to understand the plots and the plans and the tricks of the enemy and what he is trying to do. Also, worship. Worship is a big one. That is the first thing that the Lord told me to do, was worship him and get up in the morning and say hallelujah. Like I said before, my worship was mediocre, and God was like, no, I need more of you, because that's how I built you. And if I did not have or know who I was in God, or knew how God was training me up to be as far as getting past myself, then I would have been like, okay, how I get up and worship is enough. And I would not be able to receive how God is training me up and to use my voice and to elevate. There's a tone, there's a rate that, especially for what I'm called to, that he's calling me to. There's no more timidness. There's no more shyness. I need to be bold. So because he's created me to be bold, and because of the warfare that he's called me to, there is no time for me to be acting shy and timid with the enemy. No, ma'am. No, sir. I just can't. I have to. It's almost like I can't help it. It's almost like once you acknowledge, okay, this is what God, because God told me I was aggressive. He told me that I wasn't even being my real self. So imagine you thinking you know, you're one way and God telling you no, you being fake. Wow. Excuse me. You know what I mean? But at first I was kind of taken back, but then I realized as I spent more time with God, as I spent more time under my pastor, yeah, this is who God created me to be. And you're either going to walk in it or you're not, which is disobedience. So I really don't have a choice, to be honest with you. Like, once God is, he's a soft, gentle God, a loving God, compassionate God, but he's also a God of taking over. When you give him permission, he will take over. When you surrender, he will take over. When you have encounters with him, meaning like your encounter is a hostile takeover. And at this point, I don't mind the hostile takeovers, because it's letting me know that God has his hand on me and that he ain't letting up. And I advise that you guys ask for the encounters, the hostile takeovers, because the hostile takeovers really get us to understand who we are, and it backs the enemy up. It really, once you know who you are, the enemy can't just rule, reign, and abide. He can't just do whatever he wants to do. And so because of those things, oppression does not dictate my life. It does not dictate my day. I continue to press through, even when there's days where I feel like it's trying to creep back in, when sickness or disease or whatever is trying to come up on me, headache, neck ache, stomach ache, whatever it is, I continue to press, and I press through whatever I'm trying to feel or whatever the enemy or whatever's going on. I press through it because I know from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. I know who my healer is. I know who my redeemer is. I know who he's called me to be in Christ Jesus. I understand that the enemy gonna try all day. And so I have to be as vigilant or more vigilant than the enemy. The Satan is under our feet. He's defeated already. So when we walk in that authority of him already being defeated, we're not defeated. Plain and simple. So I think that's all I have. Let me go through my notes and make sure. So I talked about us having to be vigilant and ask for discernment. Because we need to be aware of the enemy's plots and his plans and his tricks. Because Satan is always going to try it. That's just what his job is on the earth, is to take as many with him to hell as he can. So since we know what the enemy's plots, plans, and tricks are, we're not ignorant of them. And we understand that God saved us and gave us weapons to use and to walk into in authority in. So when we walk in our authority, we overcome oppression, we overcome depression, we overcome sickness and disease, whatever the enemy is trying to throw our way, we are able to overcome because we are overcomers by the Lamb, by the word of our by the Lamb of God and the word of our testimony. I believe I'm saying it right. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but you know what I mean. I thank you so much for listening. I thank you, Lord. And I pray that the Lord blesses you guys. I pray that this helped with whomever is dealing with oppression, whomever is dealing with not feeling well or feeling like they're being delayed or blocked or hindered. I pray that this helps. Be blessed in Jesus' name. And I'll see you on the next episode.